Much is at stake for the political right in the 2012 election, and opponents of President Obama see very little room for error. But one of the issues to watch come November is a possible divide between conservative and libertarian voters. In mid-May, Texas Congressman Ron Paul stopped actively campaigning. On Tuesday, Mitt Romney secured enough GOP delegates to win the Republican nomination after his victory in the Texas primary. The loyal supporters of Dr. Paul and other libertarians must now decide whether to support Romney, a candidate commonly referred to as the establishment Republican. Brian Daugherty is the senior editor at Reason Magazine and author of several books, including Ron Paul's Revolution. Daugherty believes libertarians will not automatically settle for Romney because a gulf exists between their beliefs and the governor's.
Conservative attitudes toward libertarians have gotten way, way better in the past 10 or 15 years, but there's still a fair amount of contempt. And I think the way that Ron Paul has been treated by the Republican Party establishment and the media establishment shows that.
Gus Portella is the Midwest vice chairman of the College Republican National Committee. He says the negative connotation of the phrase establishment Republican attached to Romney will not benefit his campaign among libertarians and supporters of Dr. Paul.
The term establishment Republican kind of is labeled that a lot of Tea Partiers, a lot of like-minded libertarians and conservatives, you know, are labeling these guys because they've been there, they've done nothing, they've been contributors to the problem, which is spending, out-of-control spending, and just multiple years of being in office and not doing anything.
Daugherty says many similarities exist between conservative and libertarian ideologies, but differences persist on the role of government intervention.
The Republican Party, at least rhetorically, is open to libertarian ideas about cutting spending, limited government. What libertarians find too often, though, is that conservatives are weirdly obsessed with policing people's morals, whether it comes to things like the drug war, abortion, gay marriage, things like that. They're also weirdly obsessed with projecting American military might overseas. And these issues are very important to libertarians. They say, look, limited government is this full picture. It's cutting government is about actually limiting government's reach in our lives, and libertarians find that conservatives and the Republican Party are not reliable allies on that.
Young voters seem to support Ron Paul overwhelmingly during the primaries. Portella explains how Governor Romney might be able to win over some of the Paul vote.
Bottom line, if Republicans were to make this election about jobs, economic growth, and the national debt, they should be able to attract the youth vote. I think that the excitement among the youth, for Ron Paul stems from the fact that he's so principled. He says what he's going to do and you know, is not ashamed about it.
Portella is also confident that libertarian voters will back Romney in November for one simple reason. It's either Romney or another 4 years of President Obama.
Everyone should be excited first that the incumbent, which in this case would be the president, is polling below 50%. And I think youth voters that are very supportive of Ron Paul would appreciate the fact that Mitt Romney would do the exact opposite of Barack Obama.
Not so fast, say libertarians and Paul supporters. Daugherty warns their support will not necessarily go to another candidate, especially one they don't believe in.
Here's what I think is going to happen to most of the Ron Paul vote. They are so purist about where their vote goes that although they are not going to abandon politics, they're going to continue being activists, they're going to continue running for office, they're going to continue supporting lower ticket people, they're going to continue trying to take over the Republican Party. They're not going to want to cast a presidential vote for someone who they don't believe in.
This is Vanessa Oblinger of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.